Every Tuesday, we check in with our various school districts throughout York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Rock Hill School District. We have the board chair, Helena Miller, and the public information officer, Laura Bree Monday. And good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. We joked that we were glad that everyone got their first day of school pictures in yesterday and not today.
It was perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, last year, we had the hurricane that came through.
Yes,
we'll take this any day.
I was going to say, I'm thrilled about the rain today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Helena, we'll start with you because you and the new superintendent, Dr. Deborah Elder, made your way to as many schools as you could get to in the time that school was in session. And walk us through what that was like to walk through this with a new superintendent, because you are always out and about at our schools, but bringing along the new face, the new leader of the district.
So it was myself and the new superintendent, as well as Dr. Belton, and we had a few other board members pop in and join us for a few of the schools throughout the day. And obviously, Dr. Elder has been very busy during the summer, so this was not her first visit to any of these schools by any means. But I think it's just a great way to start the new school year, to be able to see the excitement and the positive energy that we see in our buildings. So we had a lot of fun. We were all over town yesterday. Yeah,
and it was great. Of community partners, Sunset Park, had friends come out to help clap in everybody. So people are, you guys know, just excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock on wood here. The first day, it seemed for everybody and all of the Tri-County area seemed to go pretty smoothly.
Yeah, so I'm afraid to speak this out loud, but during my time on the board, which has been almost 12 years, I feel like this is the most positive first day of school we've ever had. It ran smoothly yesterday, and just the energy overall. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, and I think the feedback, our executive cabinet went to every school to drop off goodies for the leadership there to just check in. And most people were saying it almost felt like we'd been in school for about a month, like we had already kind of been rock and roll. I don't know if it's because, as you said in our pep rally, summer break felt like 2 weeks, so everyone's still in the groove. Like maybe everybody just never got out of the groove and now we're in the groove. But that's really how it felt, that it wasn't like a first day of school.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am.
And I think, you put a lot of processes in place this summer. You did some new things, like with the transportation open house. You kind of were very proactive with that. That was the first time where people could go and meet their bus driver and meet the transportation staff and how that was going to work. And that's a number, Laura, you sent us some fast facts that, of course, we want to run through again. But that was something that was very staggering to me. Those numbers are so big, and it's something that we don't really focus on a ton. But 719 bus routes a day.
Daily.
That's like a city.
Yeah, exactly. And this is our precious cargo, right? So, we're going to get it right. And I think we want everyone to be successful, and maybe that open house is just an example of, setting us up for success. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do to put, the right people in the right seats at the right time, the whole thing.
Right.
When we continue to look at just the start of a new school, specifically in the Rock Hill School District, what do we talk about, or what do the numbers look like when we talk about teachers, students, any open positions? Walk us through what some of those facts and figures look like.
Yeah. Our students expected just above 16,000. We're at about 2,430 employees. But the best part is 89% of our teachers have more than 3 years of experience, and we love that. And of the nearly 100 new hires that we had, more than 50% came with experience. About a dozen were coming back to Rock Hill School. We had about a dozen who are Rock Hill grads who, what a full circle moment. I was at, I think it was Northside yesterday, and they were sharing that, maybe it was Ebonport, but one of their new teachers, his teacher, from third grade, is in the same school. So he's teaching now in a school where his teacher's still there. They've gone out to lunch. So we have these amazing full circle stories. The news person in me is always like, oh, that's a great story. When are we going to do that? Just like the bus depot. I'm like, the person who's in charge of all that, I want to put a microphone on.
Right.
I mean, he is a busy person in the morning.
Absolutely.
Well, those are fantastic stories, and that's what makes this whole area so unique. We're just the right size. We're not too big. We're not too small. Mm-hmm. We're just the right size. Helena, we did not open any new schools this school year in the Rock Hill School District, but that won't be the case next school year. Walk us through what new school will be opening tentatively next school year, and you've had a chance to tour that building.
Correct. So Sunset Park Elementary obviously has been in existence for a long time, but we are building a brand new Sunset Park right next door. So it will not necessarily be a new school as much as the same beautiful family in a new building. Construction is going very well. It is on time, and it is expected to come online, as we say, for the start of the next school year. So one more year, and if you drive by the construction area, it's like new things are happening every single day, so.
You are obviously the board chair of the Rock Hill School District. Speak, if you can, to families, because when school starts up, parents are, they're all in, so to speak, and then after 1 week or 2 weeks, then they start, most people handle any kind of situation by going to their individual schools and their principal and their teachers. Many go to social media. What advice can you give families when they, to be more maybe involved, with what goes on with the board? So when an issue comes up, you all have said, well, we've talked about this for several weeks and no one has shown up, but now everyone wants to show up.
So there's a couple of pieces of this. You know, the majority of our board are parents in the school district ourselves. So we live the decisions that we make on a weekly basis. I think the most important part is stay active in your school. Make sure that you are signed up for all of the communications that's coming out of your principal and your teacher. Sometimes it may feel overwhelming, but that is really the best way to get most of those good communication that's coming out of from school. And again, you know, there may be a time where you have an issue, but, you know, rather than going to social media, start solving it at a local level. Have the conversations with your teacher. If not, go to your principal. You know, social media is not going to be the solution. The best way is really to try to handle it. And if need be, you know, there may be at that time where it needs to be escalated up to the superintendent or even the board level. But again, follow chain of command and try to, get clarity on the local school level. That is really the way to handle it.
We'll just take an active interest in what goes on with the board. Again, we've been to those board meetings and one issue comes up and it was like, where did everyone come from? We've been discussing this for months and now it seems to already be an issue. So I just always love for you to try to give that little PSA.
Absolutely. When it comes to the board, you know, our meetings are live streamed. All of the information is available on the website. Our, you know, emails and phone numbers are out there. We love to hear from constituents. And all the board meetings are open. Please come. We love to see the community that we serve. And that's also the way to have real input in decisions that are being made. But one of the things about community, as we're talking about parents and community input, is I really want to give a shout out to Rock Hill as an overall community, because the amount of support that various organizations and parent groups and so forth has been giving both the school district and our students leading up to the school year is just makes your heart melt, right? We've had you know individual events at schools. We've had groups that have come together and done like the City on the Hill this weekend or school supply drives and things like that. And that really speaks volumes of about what Rock Hill really is about. Wouldn't you say the same?
Yeah, I've been sharing on social media because I believe it in my core, which is Rock Hill Schools does partnerships like no other. Yeah. Everyone at the end of the day wants Rock Hill Schools to win. The kids win, the whole city, everybody, our parents, our families, we're all in a better place. So yes, partnerships are phenomenal. And it's because we all love this community. Mm-hmm. And I think people step up, especially for our kids.
Well, when it comes to winning, several educators and staff members, they won some pretty big titles or honors at the Rock Hill School District Back to School Pep Rally.
Yes, and thank you for coming and emceeing it. Once again, it was so fun having you out there. And we had our boots on the ground. We were dancing, and it was a great time. Let me start with Mentor Teacher of the Year, Mary Lynn Robles. She is with Saluda Trail Middle School, and she's the only one that it was a true surprise. She was still out in the stands. She wasn't one of the top three. We just named her, and she had to come on down. As you say, you love game show moments. Beginning Teacher of the Year, Elizabeth Cato. She's a second grade superstar from Ebonport Elementary. She had one of the best reactions when she was one of our final three. Just the love, the passion. She's one of ours. She is a Rock Hill grad. She went through the teacher mentor program. Like, it's wonderful to see the full circles. Assistant Principal of the Year, Chip Newton from Castle Heights. Yeah, rock star over there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Principal Teacher of the Year, Dr. Kimberly Odom. Mm-hmm. She is, of course, the heart of Independence Elementary School. Support Staff of the Year, Dia Gray. He's a special education assistant at Dutchman Creek Middle School, and he might have gotten the most attention on social media. I put out his name, and everybody was excited for Dia. I love that. And he's heading to Charleston for 3 nights, thanks to the foundation. He's getting spa treatment and dining and the whole thing.
Fancy.
So that was fun this year. So Support Staff of the Year got that. And then, of course, our Teacher of the Year, big drum roll, also got $1,000 thanks to the foundation and thanks to Honda Cars of Rock Hill. They get the car to drive for a year. And that person is James Berry, who is a social studies wizard at Northwestern. I'm making up words, just combining them all. Teacher of the Year, James Berry, social studies, Northwestern High School, Trojans. Yeah. And principal came running out with their torch. Like, yeah. And it was the best. It was so fun. So we got rid of the plant and we held the torch in all the pictures. So James Berry, and we gave him the microphone. It was sort of just organic. Later he said, I didn't know I was going to have to speak. I said, it just kind of came together. But he just, again, like at his core, he is a teacher. He is passionate. Mm-hmm. He had great advice. He quoted Dr. Elder. Like, the whole event just felt like everybody is ready and excited and couldn't wait to get to school, and they're there for the kids.
Yeah, James seems like a fantastic teacher. They all are, but he just seems to have like a lot of energy and just very animated and just a lot of fun. So, I mean, his reaction was that he won a car on a game show. He was that excited. He was jumping up and down.
He did.
Yeah,
and I will say that when he was named a finalist, he had very much that reaction as well. you know, when we presented him as a finalist.
Yeah. It was wonderful. And Dr. Elder's message and his message was, they can do it, right? Yep. The kids can do it. Let's raise the bar and they will meet it. And that really was the message. And they will. It's going to be a great year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 179 more days left on the calendar.
Yes.
One day down, 179 to go.
May will be here before we know it, and we'll be sending off the class of 2026. But not so fast. We want them to enjoy their senior year for sure.
Absolutely.
Helena Miller is the board chair for the Rock Hill School District. Laura Bree Monday is the public information officer with the Rock Hill School District. Ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Very successful school year.